Manager's Log, Thursday, July the 9th, 2020. Education. I talked about education and talked about a letter yesterday, that email that I received from the viewpoint of a teacher going into the possibility of going back to school. Got another one from a national organization, said much the same thing. Public school system is being relied on to allow the economy to grow. The stay-at-home orders and COVID-19 and pandemic situations is changing the lifestyle of society. So the education of our children is in question. How are we going to maintain that? How can we establish a educational system that works for the benefit of our communities, of our society? Is there a structure that can be implemented that will allow a level of education that is that addresses the needs of our society, be it local, state, county, however you want to look at it? We have the system, the statewide system of public education, and that has standards, and then some people question those standards, and some of them feel that it's lacking this or it's got too much of that and it has a wrong focus, but they're opinionated. But we use it because it's mandated. You have to send your child to an education system. Well, now you can't. And then if they do open it, now you're opening up another avenue of spreading this virus. Or you have precautions so that it doesn't spread as quickly. And that's what the was saying. That was the message from yesterday. Teachers are being placed at risk. So now what? How can we resolve this problem? It is an issue. So what are our hopes and dreams for the education of our community? That's what we need to talk about. What is the need to have an education system? Maybe we have to boil it down to essential needs that need to be met for our future development and prosperity of our economy and our society and our traditions and our cultural ways and practices. Got to be looking into that a little bit more. Just some thoughts off the top of my head right now. Had a couple of topics I wanted to talk about, but boiling it down to, I think it's important to keep addressing this education conundrum that we're facing and do it openly and honestly and sincerely, because our future depends on it. Thanks for listening.